Good afternoon. It is 2:34 p.m. Thursday, December 6, 2018. This is a work session on case number PU-18-345, the Dakota Natural Gas facility fee alternatives. And I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission, joined by Commissioners Karasius and Fedorchak. I don't have any opening comments. I can't remember whose portfolio this is.
It's Brian's.
Do you have any opening comments?
I don't.
I'll turn it over to you then, Commissioner.
Okay, well, I think we're just really down to one decision, and that is what the monthly facility fee will be for residential customers. The company is proposing $8.50, but that would not be consistent with what the other utilities are charging for natural gas service. So then the question is, what do we set the rate at? I'll be honest, on one hand, you could argue that companies should be able to run their business the way they would like, but with the caveat that they are regulated. So, Victor, what are your thoughts? You've laid out a scenario.
So what I kind of gave you there is lots and lots of options. I started out, and the market basement price of $8.50, as the company had proposed, and then I worked us all the way up to what the full straight fixed variable rate at $46 would be. And each one of them has this. So, like, if you look at alternative 2, for example, it has alternative 2, $14 a month, then I have this balanced, and that's because of the company's concern whereby we have this residential rate and the small commercial rate. If we were to go to 14 for both of those, for example, the resulting distribution rate for small commercial ends up being higher per volume than it does for residential. The company believes that would be problematic for those small commercial customers to accept. So this balanced alternative essentially sets those exactly the same. It changes the revenue allocation very slightly between the two classes of customer, but not enough to raise any concerns, in my opinion. So if we were going to choose, you know, any of those alternatives, my recommendation would be that we choose the balanced item within that. As Brian
Does
said,
the balance then raise the distribution rate a little bit for the residential?
Yep, basically okay. The balanced version. So
I see.
Each
3.94 versus 3.96.
Yep, if you're looking at residential, the balanced version would make the distribution rate a little bit higher. If you're looking at a commercial, it makes it a little bit lower.
Yeah. Okay.
And kind of the reason I laid all this out and I asked for the work session is this is kind of the one item that in what I've gathered is still a little bit up in the air. I think the commission was reasonably happy with everything else that it's heard about this case thus far, unless I'm mistaken.
Victor, you didn't do 15. I really wish I knew what 15 was.
That would be a good number.
Shut up, Jack. So we can... We can make it up.
Late file exhibit.
No such thing.
Well, I will say that I think that I really dislike the situation now with this, is really kind of with Great Plains too, where the cost of a rate case gets to be so much that it's almost prohibitive.
Yes.
And so we end up setting rates, which is we were just discussing in a different case, you know, is a pretty important and consequential and fussy thing. And without a rate case, how do you be that precise?
Correct.
And really, I think one of the things that we have to go by is the other companies and outside of a few on the very top and very bottom of the page. A lot of these aren't all that significantly different when you are kind of doing something that is at least somewhat arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say that the 1950, I take your word for it that the balanced approach has the importance. And so I'm going to say that one kind of falls in between where some of our other gas companies, where we have set their daily residential rates when we were able to do full-blown rate cases. And so I think that makes sense to me for this company.
And just as a recap on those, so right now MDU gas is at $20.86 per month.
$20.86?
Yep. NSP is at $18.48.
$18.48?
Yep. And Great Plains, just for fun, and it's actually a really good point that you make, Great Plains hasn't been in for a rate case since they were created. Theirs is $3.50.
But though, for NSP and MDU in that $20 range, there's no distribution rate.
Right.
Correct.
That's a big difference.
It is a big difference.
And it was cool that we could get theirs in that price range without having a distribution charge at all.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that here. So they're still going to have a distribution charge and the $20 a month.
I don't have a huge amount of heartburn with that, Randy, but I would personally like to see it lower than that just to get it closer to what the company has used and successfully elsewhere, because the model of this company versus MDU or NSP is so much different. And so I'd say, you know, without a lot of experience, we should be looking at what this company has successfully done in other markets, and that's $8.50. So if we're going to vary from that, I'd like to vary as little as possible, more like $14 was where I was headed, or $15 if it was on there.
I can make the $15 just for clarification.
I have a question about Great Plains.
Yes.
You said there's, you know, from way back when it's like $3.50, but they're filing new rates now.
If they're approved by the commission.
If they're approved, but what are they proposing?
They actually don't have that specified at present in that plan. But the idea would be for it to move closer to that of MDU gas. Yes.
And just to give a little more background on Great Plains, so this is something that our staff's been working with them for a while on. Since they're so close to MDU, we basically want to have them file a rate case simultaneously with MDU so that we can actually look at all these at the same time as well.
Can you give me the number for Great Plains again?
$3.50. Less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks.
It's a good reason not to buy coffee at Starbucks.
So I know for a fact, and we heard this from the company during the informal, they are really okay with anything within this range. They don't think it's going to make an appreciable difference in the number of customers they can sign up. As I said, both during the hearing, as well as the company did, is, you know, the more customers we can get attracted to this, the better off all of the customers within that system will be.
Yeah.
And the customers will be paying the same regardless, pretty much, because of what they don't pay in the monthly.
Depending on usage, you know what I mean?
Yeah, depending on your use. Yeah.
That's why they wanted the $8.50, is because the customer would, and when he's signing up, would see that it's $8.50 a month for not using any gas.
Yeah.
And he's more likely to sign up mm-hmm. than the $20 a month.
What is a propane tank rental? What is that? Does anyone know? Just a
not sure.
Ballpark of what that is? I'm just, because that's what some of the customers
I could find out
are used to. It's not a burning question. It's more of a curiosity. If Randy, do you know?
I
just asked because Randy actually, I thought it was a good point you had.
I own mine, but
yeah. Clarified.
What, since I rented, I don't recall what it was.
Yeah. I bet, yeah.
I can't imagine it's much less than 20 if you were to rent one. I mean, you know, 1,000 gallon
a month?
Tank.
Oh, more than that.
No, I was guessing it's probably around that, somewhere in that same range. You know, I mean, to
so if you're
purchase
on propane,
a used 1,000 gallon tank is like $1,000.
So if there's propane,
so if you,
there really
if you could rent one for $20 a month, it's pretty good.
So if you're on propane right now, there really won't be any sticker shock to having a base rate.
No, they should. Their sticker shock would be their cost going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It has to be seen as a good deal,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they get to spread their costs out throughout the year, as opposed to, well, I got to take advantage of the summer fuel rate, so now I need $700 today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the propane I don't think is that big a deal to convert over, but if they get fuel oil now or something, those are the customers that are just going to cost them a lot of money.
Even propane.
Or electric,
I mean,
even.
Most, you know, depends on what their setup is, but propane, I know from experience, most water heaters will not convert. You have to throw the old one away and buy a new one.
Oh, okay.
And some furnaces, depending on the age, you know, again, I had the same issue. My furnace wasn't able to convert.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
I just assume
they'd change the orifices in there and it'd be done.
For whatever reason, I don't know how, why it's different for a water heater. Maybe it's because they don't have one orifice. They have like a ring of fire in there.
Okay, yeah.
Seriously, that's what it looks like. But anyway.
You could break out into song right now.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's in my black shirt, though.
It burns, burns, burns.
For the record, it's been a very long day.
anyway.
I would not go any higher than 1950.
Draw the line in the sand.
Exactly. I'd rather go lower. What's the lowest you'll go, Randy?
Well, like I said, I like the 1950 and that it provides some consistency, I think.
Sounds better than 20.
It's important that we be consistent. We've been challenged on our decision to raise these residential base rates in other cases and said it was important. And, yeah, I do recognize that there's differences, but I think somewhere in this area is the right range to be. I'm not looking for more.
So Great Plains is at 350?
Yes.
But that will change?
That will very likely change.
We can't discuss that case here.
Correct.
We used to have all of
them
in that range.
Mm-hmm.
That could change.
How about 15? Let's go with 15.
It's not on the sheet. Oh, my God.
Too much work for Victor. How about 18? That's less than either of the other
16.
Two that we've approved.
Since I'm assuming 15-25 is completely out of the question. I think we're either going to be consistent or we're not. I mean, if consistency is the goal, then anything in the 18-50 to 19-50 range would give that level of consistency, because we're at 18-48, we're at, with one, we're at 20-86 with another.
Except for, the, like Jerry said, when we set those, that
zeroed the distribution charge.
Zeroed out the distribution charge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you know, because these guys measure the gas in a different rate, a different metric than the others. What was the normal usage that this distribution charge applies to?
1,000 CCFs, which is, so... 10 CCFs is equal to 1 decatherm, which is how we measure the other utilities generally.
Okay.
So a usage of 1,000 CCFs is equal to the average MDU's usage of about 95 to 100 decatherms. So it's just a factor of 10.
And this is 35, we'll take the top range, top line, that's 46 not 46 cents per CCF.
Yes, 46 cents per CCF. If you would convert that to decatherms, that would be $4.60. So, as an example, again, this is Great Plains. So Great Plains still has the distribution delivery. It's about $1.20 per decatherm, which would convert to about 12 cents per CCF. But again, we've got to be careful when trying to compare these different utilities. I think some comparison is good, but you know, some of it we're trying to compare an apple and orange just to a certain
And then when that argument comes up in a rate case, I mean, I'm pretty comfortable saying the business models are quite a bit different between this small little gas distribution company and MDU. So to say that they should have a monthly facility fee that is the same, just it's not logical in my mind. The principles, like the principle of you pay a certain amount to get service regardless, and that's covering, you know, then you get rid of the distribution fee, that we all recognize that will not work. They can't have customers. Then they won't get it at all. They won't have natural gas. So we're making an exception to that already, that concept, just to recognize the difference is required to serve smaller towns and with a smaller facility. So I just don't think that we have to be tied to this argument, and they can make it all they want. I'm perfectly comfortable saying back, well, here's why. The same rationale doesn't apply here. But...
disagree, but so I'm going to jump to another point unless there was a
nope.
Okay. I'm looking now, Victor, at alternative three balanced.
Yep.
So the distribution rate per CCF is 0.377.
Correct.
Am I understanding you right that their estimate of average residential usage would mean that that customer would pay $3.77 per month usage or distribution charge?
No.
Per decatherm?
They would pay $3.77.
$37.70. You're off by a decimal point.
No.
The balance.
Okay, so you're, per decatherm, that customer would pay $3.70 for the distribution delivery charge.
And so then if they use 10 decatherms
so
a month.
If you look at any of those scenarios, if you go into that where we have the section of annual usage of 1,000 CCFs, towards the far right there, the total annual fixed costs. So in that example, the...
Which line? Oh, annual usage of 1,000 or 750?
1,000.
Okay.
So then the total annual fixed costs. So that item for the balanced under alternative three... So $570 per year is what that customer would pay before they've paid for any gas. So on top of all of this goes the actual cost of gas.
Right.
This is just for service.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's why if you did straight fixed variable, it would be 562. Which is the same as the other ones.
Okay, I'd go 16 then.
You know, it's hard this.
We'll recognize that there's some additional costs with it.
You know, I don't want to make a federal case out of this, but what's hard about this is on one hand we're saying it's apples and oranges, and on the other hand we're saying, well, let's be consistent.
And we can do things like that.
I know we can. I know, but so then it's place. Like, well, the company wants to go 850.
Let's say to some degree we can do things like that.
I had to listen to the lawyer.
Yeah, it's always more difficult when legal counsel is in the room.
Didn't you get your papers from your office?
Don't you usually use the term for good cause?
Yes.
There's lots of terms like that.
I'll be honest. I don't feel strongly on whether it should be $8.50 or it should be $18.50. because it's a different animal.
It's a different yet similar animal.
Yeah. Right.
Well, then let's just say, you know, so that we're all kind of on the same page, if there's value to that, going with 16. The company was comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Randy's comfortable. I'm happier with 16 than 1950 or 1850.
And 15 is clearly off the table.
Well, 15 didn't exist. It's kind of like the 11th floor.
Hey, you brought it up.
Or the 13th floor.
You're never going to get stuck in grandma not with 15.
It just seems like common sense.
So the balanced 16. Is everyone okay with the balanced version of that?
I am, yeah.
Okay. I thought you made a good point.
Okay, so that is what we'll go with. Was there any other concerns about other things within the case? I think, like we said, you know, nearly everything here is estimates. So we're...
Is there any value to having a trigger for them to come back? We'll keep looking at... What will our tool be to evaluate them?
And we'll have annual reports from them like we have the other companies. I've already been working on a proposed order, and I have that as one of the ordering provisions. That they have to submit annual reports. And honestly, if they're under-earning for some reason, they're going to show up.
Well, and they expect to for a number of years, right? Didn't they say that?
Yeah.
They're under-earning.
They have a plan that allows for a certain amount of under-earning in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
And then it transfers to an over-earning for the last five. But, you know, they recognize this.
Okay.
Things could happen differently than what the estimates have shown. And if that happens to their detriment, they would show up. And, certainly if it would happen to their benefit to a larger degree than what we're thinking is a possibility, we could ask them to come in as well.
How would we know that it's going that direction? I mean, they're not going to come running in and saying, oh, we are just mopping up the floor. With this one.
Their annual report.
Their annual report would be our opportunity.
Is that somehow audited in? Is that just what
I look at those every year when they come in. I generally write a memo to you guys about them.
But I mean, how do you know what they're telling you is? It's
there. There is actually an audit requirement, I think, to those.
Okay.
I think there's an auditor that has to require that signs off to the accuracy.
Right, and we also frequently do data requests and things if there are areas of concern. Actually, Great Plains Natural Gas, big reason why they're in right now is because I think it started about 2 years ago. We had been looking into this and doing data requests with them.
And you required them to for some reason. I mean, at some point
rate
case or something, we said, you guys got to come in here and update your rates, right?
Although TCJA was a tipping point, too.
Yes. It's kind of the two combined together just made for a perfect opportunity.
The one thing... Oh, go ahead.
Jim. Oh, I think we were requiring them to come in prior to the TCJA actually being...
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Can't remember. Oh, it was special rate.
ProGold.
Pro Gold
transportation agreement.
Yeah, the contract rate. So this company has been kind of waiting with their Crystal Sugar deal to get this finalized. So I'd like to get this done as soon as we possibly can with this special meeting. Is that something that we can factor in here? Not with this decision. Is there much left to do?
Just do we have a notice out there?
Right, right out the order.
A notice is out there. I think it's... I have it here somewhere.
I think it's
out. Yep, notice has expired.
Okay.
So I have the proposed order ready. Jack should take a look at it before I send it out. But otherwise, we're basically ready to go at any moment.
And that will make a significant difference to them, the timing?
Remember, they had it in their agreement to be done by November 1st, and they're waiting.
Right.
There are a couple things they're waiting on. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, there are a couple of things they're waiting on besides even the contract, right? But also the Hinshaw exemption requires our approval as well before that can be reviewed by FERC as well. And so we're kind of one of the items.
Dang Hinshaw.
That guy.
I think when we were talking earlier, I didn't bring my calendar with. I didn't think we were scheduling, but there was something preventing Monday and Tuesday. of next week. So is there that much difference between Wednesday and the following Wednesday?
I think there is.
To them? Do you think that we should?
I haven't heard anything specific. I had told them in the past I was tentatively hoping that this would be on the 19th agenda. They had not raised any issues with it. So
if maybe you could reach out to them, and they're probably listening, and will be ringing when you get back to your desk. But so we're gone tomorrow. There's conflicts Monday and Tuesday. So if there's a big difference to them between next Wednesday or Thursday or Friday as opposed to the following Wednesday, we'll try and schedule something in. But if not, we'll just...
You know, we have the legislative, just as, you know, to be prepped, we have the legislative discussion on the 13th at 9. We could do this at 8:45.
And there's a possibility I could call in from on the Tuesday the 11th.
Oh.
If we did it, like, over the noon hour.
No, but I agree. There. If that helps them bumping it up, let's do it.
Here. No, 11 here. Because you guys are probably totally open though that day, so it might be easier to fit it in on a day when you guys are open.
Yeah, whenever one of us is gone.
I'm not sure I'm going to be here on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, see what they say.
I will find out. If the 19th's okay with them, we will just proceed with that. If they would like it, if they need it sooner, I should say, then I'll send out some requests to you guys for some times.
Sure. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, because what I'm hearing is we will find a time if it's important.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. This work session is concluded. Thank you, everyone.